89.7 FM, your election headquarters. We'll continue the launch of our 2024 election coverage in a bit, but time for business news. Coming up, interest rates fall for 7 consecutive weeks despite a marginal increase in January inflation as government records 23% oversubscription of treasury bills. Also, a quick review of Ghana's program by the International Monetary Fund in March could help Cedi regain its strength against dollar from its recent depreciation. Also, more oil marketing companies expected to increase prices at the pumps this morning after some took the lead over the weekend to adjust prices of petroleum products upwards. Details coming up. My name is Darryl Powell. Thanks for being with us. Hello to our friends listening on KTU Radio in Koforidua. First up, interest rates fell for the 7th consecutive week despite a marginal increase in the January 2024 inflation. According to the auction results by the Bank of Ghana, the government raised 5.67 billion cedis from the treasury market, about 23.64% oversubscription. Here's more in this Business Desk report.
Interest rates haven't fallen in line with most analysts' forecasts. The 91-day bill went down by 40 basis points to 27.89%. That of the 182-day bill also took a nosedive to 30.39% from 30.43% the previous week. The 364-day bill also dropped to 30.89% from 30.99% the preceding week. Meanwhile, the government accepted all bids tendered for the T-bills worth 5.67 billion cedis. A chunk of the amount came from 91-day bill. About 2.42 billion cedis were tendered, representing 42.82% of the total bids. All the bids were accepted. The one-year bill followed with 1.96 billion cedis tendered. The uptake was also 1.96 billion cedis. The 182-day bill also received bids worth 1.28 billion cedis, in which all were accepted.
That was a Business Desk report. Now, a quick review of Ghana's program by the International Monetary Fund in March could help the city regain its strength against the dollar from recent depreciation. That's the assertion by some currency analysts. It follows the recent depreciation of the city against the American greenback in February. Speaking to Joy Business, lead researcher at the GCB Capital, Courage Buti, said a quick review could help the local currency regain its strength.
Once we complete the second review of the IMF program, as is almost imminent, right? I mean, by March, we should hear the team is in town. And depending on how we fare on that program, the review, it could even give us some more tailwind in this whole battle, or if you like, the struggle for reforms and revitalizing the economy, really. And if by June, July, election expenditures do not come to the fore, and the review of the first half review shows that we are broadly on track on our macro targets, I think that sentiment to be fairly balanced, and we should see a steady run through the remainder of the year.
Lead researcher at GCB Capital, Courage Buti, there. The city's sustained recovery has now lasted for more than a week. This has resulted in the rate of depreciation against the dollar slowing down over the past 5 working days. But can we now confidently say the city's woes are coming to an end? Here's George Yaffe.
The city, from January ending this year to the first week of this month, has been recording what some may describe as sustained depreciation against the dollar. This is despite the fact that it can be described as marginal. However, it appears that trend is changing. Since February 8, 2024, that sharp drop in value appears to be slowing significantly. Some have attributed it to improved supply of dollars onto the market by the Bank of Ghana, from no support to little support to about $5 million and now more than $15 million onto the market, as well as the recent dollar auction program to the bulk oil importers to finance the importation of finished petroleum products. But having had this performance sustained for more than a week, can we say that the recent challenges facing the city is over? Well, that might be a billion-dollar question to answer now, especially when we are yet to cross the first quarter of this year. For others, it has brought some relief to businesses now. But as to whether the troubles are over, well, time will tell. The Bank of Ghana has also assured that it will step in when it's needed with the required dollar support to ensure that things doesn't get out of hand.
George, I feel with that report, let's check the currency market for you this morning. The dollar going for 12 cedis 58 pesos. That's on the retail market. The pound going for 15 cedis 70 pesos. And the euro going for 13 cedis 38 pesos. Now, the International Chamber of Commerce is urging the World Trade Organization, WTO, to support the continuation of the moratorium on customs duties on electronic transmission at the WTO's 13th Ministerial Conference in March. There are fears about setbacks if the WTO allows the moratorium to expire. The Chamber, in a statement, said it is clear the continuation of the moratorium is critical to the ongoing COVID-19 recovery. Again, the continuation is important to supply chain resilience for manufacturing and services industries, manufacturers, amongst others. Maria Fernanda Garza is chairperson of the International Chamber of Commerce.
If ministers let the moratorium lapse this year, it would leave governments free to begin experimenting with unilateral tariffs on digital transactions.
Micro, small and medium-sized businesses would especially be hard hit.
It would make it harder and more expensive for us to access basic and essential digital business tools.
You're listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, more oil marketing companies are expected to increase prices of petroleum products at the pumps beginning this morning. This is coming after some OMCs took the lead over the weekend by adjusting their prices upwards. For instance, Star Oil is selling a liter of petrol at 11 cedis 97 pesos and diesel for 13 cedis 37 pesos. Petrosol is also selling a liter of diesel for 13 cedis 19 pesos, whilst petrol is going for 12 cedis 29 pesos. Meanwhile, officials of the National Petroleum Authority have told Joy Business that the increase can be attributed to the increase in prices of crude oil on the international market and the city's sharp depreciation earlier this month. So, on the commodity market this morning, crude oil going for $82.85 a barrel. Gold went up by more than $5, selling this morning at $2,019 an ounce. Cocoa lost more than $200, open trading at $5,341 a ton. Turning to other news, poultry farmers are calling for an urgent government intervention to help revamp the sector. According to president of the Greater Accra Poultry Farmers Association, Kwame Nimsumwa, the high cost of borrowing makes it difficult for farmers to remain sustainable amidst increasing market demand. He spoke to Joy Business on the sidelines of the association's annual Thanksgiving service held in Accra.
When we lose our livelihood and there is nothing to supplement what we have lost, it makes it so difficult for farmers to continue working because it's so capital intensive to raise beds over a period of time. And it is because most poultry farmers do layers. That is, we depend solely on the egg production to sustain our businesses. So unfortunately, along the line, when it so happens that you lose your beds and then you are not getting any support from government or from whoever, it becomes so difficult to continue to be in business.
You heard Kwame Nimsumwa, president of the Greater Accra Poultry Farmers Association. Now, the Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana is entreating business leaders to be consistent about investments for their marketing department. According to president of the institute, Dr. Daniel Kasati, this will drive growth of corporate institutions. He's urging marketing professionals to be resilient amidst the current economic downturn. He was speaking at the CIMG's maiden graduation ceremony.
Let me seize this opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to announce that the CIMG Regulation 2023, Legislative Instrument 2479, has been passed by the Parliament of Ghana and has therefore come into force. This seat is a boost for the marketing profession and the execution of the Institute's functions as stipulated in the CIMG Act 2020, Act 1021. By the passage of this LI, we call upon business leaders to champion the continuous professional development of their professional marketing personnel to enable them remain relevant and play the effective role of promoting and protecting the interests of customers in their organizations.
Dr. Daniel Kasati is president of the Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana. Now, the country director of the British Council, Nido Dodo, has called on Ghanaians who have studied overseas to invest the wealth of knowledge and experience acquired in the local economy. According to him, proper higher education opportunities is the game changer needed to propel the socio-economic development Ghana desires. He spoke at the 2023-2024 Study UK Alumni Awards Ghana.
The finalists have demonstrated passion and expertise in their respective fields and are yearning to play an active role in the development of their communities. The British Council prides itself as an organization that focuses on and creates purpose. We are intent on creating open and inclusive opportunities for all, and one of the most vital areas for this effort to yield benefits for everyone is certainly education. We have organized projects that have showcased the talent and passion of young people in Ghana.
Nidodu Dodu, Country Director, British Council. Let's take to your stock market update. Stock prices are expected to remain relatively same on the Ghana Stock Exchange this week. Let's hear from Grace Munayun of B2Bank Research on how your investments will fare.
Last week's trading closed with four price movers consisting of two gainers and two laggards. Ecobank Transnational Incorporation and Carl Bank were the advances, while Benzo Oil Palm Plantation and Das Pharma closed as the laggards. The gains drove the market indices higher, with the Ghana Stock Exchange Composite Index advancing 0.25% weekly to a year-to-date gain of 1.77%, while the Data Bank Stock Index climbed up 0.22% weekly to a year-to-date gain of 1.53%. Trading activity was vibrant as over 7.9 million shares, valued as 10 million Ghana cedis, changed hands across 19 counters. MTN Ghana dominated market activity, accounting for 89% and 81% of the weekly turnover and volumes traded, respectively. This week, we do not envisage significant fluctuations in stock prices as investors adopt a wait-and-see approach regarding the financial year results of listed companies.